Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. And on fourth Saturdays, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson, where she shares a broad range of topics to help believers persevere and overcome. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.
Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit, who crowns me with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies me with good so that my youth is renewed like the eagles, who satisfies me with good so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Today's title is Elevation in Love, God's Goodness. We're on part 5 of Elevation in Love. If you have not listened to the other 4 parts, the podcast is available. You can go out to the blogtalkradio.com/whenchristianspeak and access archives that way. You can go out to our Facebook page and you'll see posting with links that will take you to previous broadcasts. You can also go to iTunes, to When Christians Speak Talk Radio, and download podcasts or listen to them from there. Or you can download our smartphone app, amen, in the Google Play Store. Amen. Praise God. Thanking God for access to his word here in the United States. We have access, free access to the word of God in audio form, in written form. And it's a precious gift that we have, this gift to be able at our fingertips to access the word of God. And we're grateful. We're grateful. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So as we continue on Elevation in Love, amen. So we're looking at God's goodness. God's goodness is a representation or an attribute of his love. Romans 2:4 says, "The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." No variation, no shadow due to change. He is who he says he is, which means that we can be secure as we begin to grow in this knowledge of who our Lord and Savior is. Amen. And not just a mental knowledge, not just an intellectual knowledge. This has to be a heart knowledge, because what is abundantly present in your heart is what is going to come forth out of you. The word tells us that it's not so much what goes into the man that defiles him as what comes out of him is a greater defilement. So we have to guard our hearts. We have to be diligent about guarding our heart. I looked up the definition for good in the scriptures. And in the Greek language, the word is Christo, Cristo. And it is an adjective. So an adjective describes something. And what it said was that it's fit, that it's fit for use, it's useful, it's virtuous. The Hebrew word for good is tov. It's an adjective or it can be a noun. Amen. An adjective describes. A noun is a thing, place, or person. So when we say God is good, amen, we're using it in that sense as an adjective because it's describing who he is, but it is also saying who he is, so it is also a noun. Amen. But in the Hebrew, it goes a little bit further. It says pleasant, agreeable, rich, valuable, in estimation, excellent, beautiful, best, better, bountiful, precious, wealth, beautiful, favor. Amen. So what we are moving toward is being rooted and grounded in this truth. It is truth that makes us free. Not just any truth, but God's truth. When we are rooted in this truth that he is good and everything he does is good, it begins to eliminate the doubt and the fear in our lives. And to be confident in this, we have to also understand what Jesus has done for us. What he has done for us through the cross is to restore us into right standing with the Father. And so knowing that we are in right standing with the Father, that we are no longer held prisoner to sin and death, then we begin to move through this earth knowing that we always have access to God, who is good. And every good thing comes from him. Perfect love casts out fear, and in that perfect love is his perfect goodness. We always know what God's heart is towards us and what he is thinking towards us. And that's all because of what our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, has done. Through his perfect obedience to the Father, he has paid the price for the judgment that was against us through the atonement, through his blood that has restored us into right standing. And being born again, we are a new creation because we are now in his likeness, joint heirs with him. Jesus always had access to the Father's goodness, and so do we. So do we. When we are faced with circumstances that are negative, which can throw us off emotionally, we begin to think thoughts of peril, Our initial thoughts when things start to happen is we begin to imagine negative things. But the Father is trying to teach us, hallelujah, through the demonstration of his love for me, how he has expressed his love for you and me in these final days is through his Son, so that we can move away from expecting terrible things, expecting the worst. So when we understand that our Father is a good Father and the thoughts that he thinks toward us are good, and everything that he does is good, we begin to rest in him. It brings peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalms 119, just verse 68. It says, "Thou art good and doest good." He is good, and because he is good, everything that he does is good. Everything that he does is excellent. Everything that he does is fit for use, is virtuous, is pleasant, it's valuable, it's excellent, it's beautiful, it's the best, it's bountiful, it's precious. And that's how he sees us. In Genesis, after he finished creating everything, he looked at it and he called it good because he's good. And so everything that he does is good. Psalms 136:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever." It's unending. His love is unending. Therefore, his goodness is unending. Of course, the enemy does not want us walking in that confidence of knowing that our God is good. And we have access to his goodness at all times. It endures forever. I want to look at human goodness versus God's goodness. Because we can get caught up in that. I just want to just share this brief testimony that when I was in full-time ministry at a church for quite a number of years, but my level of understanding was doing good works, and I did them never really connecting to the fact that is this something that God is asking me to do? I didn't recognize or understand the importance of only doing what I see the Father do. So therefore, I was taking on more than I needed to take on because in order to really understand and move in the things of God as he is calling you and moving you into it, it has to be spiritually discerned. You have to be walking in the spirit. You cannot be with your mind. So often our mind is feeding on this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and we look at something, and on the outside it looks good. It looks like I'm doing a good work. So therefore I do it. But not understanding that to do something just because it's good and not being led by the Spirit may not necessarily have the impact of good. Because it was not God-directed. We move in our own plans. We plan our good work. When the scripture tells us that the Father has predestined us to good works, which means he is the one that is going to direct and guide our footsteps in this good work. And it is something that has to be spiritually discerned. You have to be walking in the Spirit. Amen. Isaiah 55, in that chapter, beginning in verse 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." This is God speaking. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways." This is what he wants us first to understand. That his thoughts are not ours. He is not like us. Through his Son, he has transformed us into being more like his Son, Christ Jesus. And when we make the mistake of thinking that he is like us, when we are created to be like him, we can fall into this trap of independently doing what we call good without God. And the scripture tells us that this is possible because I believe it's in Matthew, where Jesus says that in that day they will come to me and said, "Lord, did I not prophesy in your name? Did I not do great works? Did I not cast out demons in your name?" And the Lord says, "Get away from me. For I never knew you." So we can be doing all of these things that appear to be good and yet be disconnected from God because we are doing our own thing. God has a perfect plan. He has a perfect, it is his plan. And he causes us to fit into his plan. Hallelujah. Because he is the one that is all knowing, all seeing, all present. The creator of all things. That is who he is. And we are his creation. Knowing the Word of God is important. Reading the Scriptures, the written Word of God, is what I'm talking about now. Because in the written Word is where God is revealed. But, you know, as I'm thinking about what I just said, that in the written Word is where we get to know God. But if we are reading in the Word of God, if we're reading with the wrong belief of who he is, him being a good God, him being a loving God, that his love for us is perfect, that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, that we can read the Scripture and it will not have the correct impact, because we're not seeing God as good and everything that he does is good and that his love towards us is perfect. That is also why it is necessary for us to be filled with his Holy Spirit and to walk in the awareness that the Spirit of God resides in me, to abide in that place with him, through my time of worship and ministering to him, so that I begin to connect his heart and my heart that I am impressed by his love for me. Earlier, I quoted the scripture that it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It may very well be that we see so many people falling away or not being able to be consistent in their walk with the Lord because it was not the goodness of God that led to their repentance, but it was fear. It was the pain and the failure. That led them to that place of repentance. But when we come to him, because we've experienced the goodness of God, not because someone judged you and said you're going to hell and if you don't get your life together and you're going to spend eternal damnation and with constant sorrow and suffering eternally. Though that may be a truth, if we choose to not accept his son, but it is his goodness that causes us to truly repent and to run to him. Can you imagine what the in the story of the prodigal son, when he had gone off into a far off land and squandered everything, his inheritance, then he comes back willing to be a servant, whatever, because he was suffering so, and he had his speech prepared, and but his when he got there, his father saw him afar off and ran towards him and hugged him and kissed him, celebrated his return, put a robe on him and a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. All of those things representing the goodness of God. How good his love is towards us. That's who our Father is. That is who our Father is. Also, when we meditate on what Jesus has done for us through the cross, greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend, that he called us a friend while we were yet enemies, that he suffered, that he lowered himself, even though he was God, had come down in the flesh, but he humbled himself as a servant. Humbled himself unto death, a horrible death by the cross. This is the love that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit has for us. It doesn't get any better than that. No one can love you more than that. No one can love you more than that. But back to knowing his word. We know him through this written word. And we want to read it, knowing that it is alive and that it is love that is written. It's a love story written in this book, the Bible. But also knowing that what is written is only a small portion of all that has been done for us. In John 21:25, it says that if every one of the things that he has done, Jesus, were written in books, the world itself could not contain the books. That's how much he has done. How are we to know all these things that are not written? How are we to access these thoughts that are not our thoughts and the ways that are high above our ways, as high as the heavens are from the earth? How are we to access this? Through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit communing with my spirit, the Spirit of truth that Jesus spoke of, that the Father would send. Once he left, he sent the Spirit of truth to come and dwell not just in the earth, but in us. and revealing all things to us. And he's saying that he will not speak of himself, but he will speak of the things that he hears, the things that are being spoken in heaven by the Father and the Son. He will reveal unto us things that was and is to come. Hallelujah. 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 This is the fullness of what we have now. His goodness is present. And it is not like our goodness, human goodness. So often we do things for people that may be under other different circumstances, it would have had a good outcome. But because we were operating out of our human goodness, it did not make things better for that person. And sometimes it ends up making it worse because now we are interfering in what God is doing. We have to learn to wait on the Lord as we express his goodness. Amen. His goodness is not our goodness. He spoke to me, getting back to the story about me being in ministry, and you know, projects would come up, and you know, people dropping the ball or not stepping in to make sure things happen, and you know, and I would just step in and do them. And the other thing that I didn't realize was that I was fulfilling some need and drive within me, which is actually coming from a place of lack. And I was filling up this place of lack with doing good works. Having a sense of accomplishment. But that's coming from a place of lack because you're continually having to perform to feel good about who you are. When God is saying, I am good, I am goodness, fill yourself up with me. I am your goodness. Amen. And I remember him speaking to me that you can do a good work on your own without me, but it's a limited good work. But if you do what I am leading you to do, it will be a most excellent work. So even when I'm ministering to people, I'm always having a conversation with God because I don't want to go beyond what God is asking me to do in this person's life. I want to be moving in unity, in unison with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus was the ultimate demonstration of God's goodness in the earth. You saw God's heart and you saw his ways. You saw how he moved among the lost. There was no hesitation in him reaching out to others, healing them, casting out demons, open blinded eyes, ministering the love of the Father. There is no prerequisite. You must do this and then I'll heal you. He was good. He was good to people. He loved people, which is why so many, the multitudes, would come and gather around him. And of course, the religious ones didn't like it. So in this time, hallelujah, this time of elevation in love, God is elevating us in love. He's elevating us in our awareness and understanding of his goodness. He wants us to know that he is a good father. Jesus is a good brother, a good friend, a good savior. Faithful when we're faithless. This is what keeps us. It keeps us. It causes us to be able to stand in any circumstance, no matter what it looks like, standing in the truth that God is good. He is good. And this truth will never fail us. A lot of our suffering comes from doubting that God is good. Doubting his goodness. Doubting his goodness. I'm going to stop now and I'm going to pray for us. Father, we thank you and we glorify your name for this word that has gone forth with power, your power, to go forth and to mend the brokenhearted, to renew strength, to renew youth as the eagles, to bring healing. Hallelujah. Restoration. So right now, we just let go of trying to do things in our own strength. Understanding that when we are weak, that you are strong. That your power is made perfect in our weakness. That we can rest and trust you, for you are good. Your good is not the goodness of humanity. Human goodness has limitations and weaknesses, but your goodness is strong, it's powerful, never changing. And we can be confident in it. I thank you, Lord God, that you, as you elevate us in this agape, this divine love that only comes from you, that in this time, we will see the wonders and the power of your love demonstrated in our lives and through our lives. We know that good overcomes evil. That is the only way to overcome evil, is with good. So we thank you. You thank you for elevating our thoughts, elevating our ability to receive from you. And we praise you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what we long to do. We give you praise, for you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. Oh, there is none like you. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me for another hour of declaring the finished work and listening to this replay of Elevation in Love, hoping that you will continue to listen again to this replay podcast and be open to receive all that the Lord is pouring out into the spirit of his people as it relates to agape, divine love. He is moving us to another level of authority in the spirit of love. So receive it. It is God who is doing this work. He is faithful to complete the work he began in us. Amen. Also, I want to remind you, don't forget to join Reverend Ray tomorrow night for Friday Night Joy at 7 p.m. and that's Eastern Standard Time. And then again on Sunday, Reverend Ray is back here on the air with Bread of Life. And he has been moving in some powerful words from the Lord, and the Spirit of God, the anointing is on this brother in this season. So make sure you check him out. Praise God. God bless you and have a great, wonderful rest of the afternoon. I love you. This is Reverend Pat signing out. God bless.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christian Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh.